This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد we begin in the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala seeking his blessings praising him seeking blessings praises and salutations upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam may Allah bless us all as well and brothers and sisters in Islam I welcome you to episode number 9 of our A short Dhul Hijjah series together dedicated to the Hajj and the family, common foundations between the two. And I greet you with the greetings of Islam and peace and the people of paradise. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May Allah's peace and blessings and safety be upon you all. Today, brothers and sisters in Islam, I want to discuss the day of Eid, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah, the day of Eid, this day of celebration. Subhanallah, this day in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy descends upon us and freedom from the hellfire occurs and people are forgiven in unimaginable numbers and our Jannah grows in phenomenal ways because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala really brings us the day of Eid to build and grow our Jannah in phenomenal ways. This is the reality, brothers and sisters in Islam, right? The day of Eid is not a day of burning Jannah. It's a day of building Jannah. How? Through the Eid prayer. Allah gives us new ways to build our Jannah. Through dressing smart, through showing Allah's blessings upon us, smelling nice, bathing, going to the Eid prayer, congratulating each other, right? All this is from the ways of building Jannah and being generous with each other. We have the Udhiyah or the Qurban or the Qurbani. The sacrifice happens. A third is kept for you. A third is given to family and friends. A third is given to the impoverished. Subhanallah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Tahaddu, tahabbu, gift one another and it will manifest love between each other. Subhanallah. This is the day of Eid. It's just a day of building Jannah, but in a different way to the other days. Right? And of course, the 10th of Dhul Hijjah is famous for other things. If you're a pilgrim, it's famous for pelting the Jamara, for going to Mecca and observing the Tawaf of Hajj and the Sa'i of Hajj, subhanallah. But generally, for the masses of Muslims, the 10th is a day of Eid and celebration. And we go for the Eid prayer. And we offer, after the Eid prayer, for those who can afford it, the sacrifice. Now, brothers and sisters in Islam, let us draw this parallel into the concept of the marriage. That the day of Eid is a day of celebration. A marriage should also be a marriage of celebration. And when I say celebration, I don't just mean the wedding day, brothers and sisters in Islam. Because when we look at marriage in Islam, we see that marriage is for a lifetime, not just for life. All right? So we don't celebrate marriage on one day. At the beginning of the marriage, or for those who are into the anniversary concept, then one day every year. No, it's for a lifetime. Subhanallah, the marriage in Islam is a marriage that happens upon a platform that the two that are together, subhanallah, their love for each other grows every day, and when they pass away, it continues growing for each other every day. The spouse that is left behind never forgets his spouse and ends up feeling this need to be good to the friends of his spouse or her spouse. Why? Because my husband or my wife loved these people. And I celebrate my wife and my husband after their departure by being good to their friends and being connected to causes that were beloved to them as well. This is the reality of marriage in Islam. And when do we achieve this, brothers and sisters in Islam? When we grow closer to Allah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not for the sake of worldly gain and fame or some benefit I can get from my husband or some benefit I can get from my wife and so on and so forth. Or because if I have a good marriage, then I can people will perceive me in a particular way. No. No, brothers and sisters in Islam. And that is why there's what we have, the love triangle. And the love triangle or the true love triangle is one whereby at the bottom of the triangle, the furthest two points from each other is at the bottom of the triangle. You have the husband and the wife. But at the top of the triangle, you have Allah. And the husband is constantly trying to get closer to Allah in his marriage. And the wife is constantly trying to get closer to Allah in her marriage. And as they both get closer to Allah, they get closer to each other. Because the two portions of the triangle get closest to each other at the top of the triangle. So they become closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the journey to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whereby before the husband speaks or the wife speaks, each party asks themselves, is this speech of mine beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If so, I will say it. If not, I will refrain from it. They both again ask themselves before they do something with regards to each other, or that they know will have an impact on the other, is this beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and true to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? If it is, I will do it. If it isn't, I will refrain from it. Or if the situation experiences some turbulence, because shaitan is that enemy, and we discussed shaitan in earlier episodes, trying to create turbulence within the marriage. Again, this concept comes in. Should I speak now? Shouldn't I speak now? Is this the time to speak? I only know this if I think about what is pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what is true to the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And feel free to engage your Islamic scholarship about this, that you might be going through something and you ask your scholar that, oh dear scholar, this is the situation I'm in, this is what I was thinking of doing, what do you think, is this a good idea or not? Many a times we only engage the scholar when, subhanallah, if I can use the term, all hell has broken loose and you've already acted, he's acted, she's acted, the triggers have been pulled, the bullets are in motion, and subhanallah, it's so difficult to contain the situation. Now we run to the scholars and we say, oh, what should I do here? What does Islam say here? What are my rights here? Subhanallah, do it before. Prevention is better than cure. Right? So before you pull the trigger, speak to your local scholarship. Knowledgeable and responsible scholarship, might I add, because not everyone is at the same level. Knowledgeable and responsible scholarship, those people who are known to be people of wisdom, and tell them that I'm about to pull this trigger. Is this the right trigger to pull? Is this the right time to pull it? And they can guide accordingly. And through this, the husband is in the marriage in a way that is for the sake of Allah, trying to seek Allah's pleasure by following the sunnah all the time. And the wife is doing the same. And obviously, the scholars are the inheritors of the prophets. So the scholars would be there, and they are there. It's their responsibility to guide you regarding what is pleasing to Allah in that moment. What would the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam have said in that moment? And they obviously would not get this from their right pocket or their left pocket, but by looking at the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the ideas presented to us in the Quran, and accordingly advise. Anyway, I think the idea is clear. We don't want to make the lesson longer than is needed. The day of Eid is a day of celebration, but that celebration comes after, if it's Ramadan, 1 month of just going on a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If it's the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, 9 days of just going towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you do the same on the 10th. Celebrate marriages that are built not for life, but for a lifetime, by making the days of that marriage days in which both husband and wife are on a journey towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love you all for the sake of Allah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. May Allah grant us better than we dream of in both worlds. And may Allah preserve us in His obedience. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Until next time, Salamullahi Alaikum wa Rahmatuhu wa Barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, wa lillahi alhamd.